Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Melissa and Dee Dee, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
How are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
Welcome to the best friend game.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Yeah. Are you excited? Are you ready for this?
I think so. Yeah, yeah, very excited. We waited about a year and a half, so we're ready to go.
I know. I'm so sorry for that. We had no idea that this would be this popular.
Yeah. No, it's awesome.
In fact, it was a concern. We're not going to have anybody that's going to want to come in and play. And now here you are.
A year and a half.
So awesome. Glad to know it's something fun on your schedule.
Yes. It is very exciting.
Yes. Yeah. So you've been practicing
a little bit
for a year and a half.
For a year and a half.
I forgot about it until about a month ago. I'm like, oh, remember we wrote in? And so here we are now.
She called me earlier this week. She goes, did you get the email from Jeff and Jen? I'm like, what email? Did we win something? She's like, we're going on the best friend game. I'm like, yay.
Yay.
I know.
And then was there a big discussion on who's going to answer questions about who?
Not really. I just told Dee Dee she told me what we were doing.
Oh, nice. Nice. It's good to have one friend in charge when big decisions need to be made, right?
Yeah, that's her.
Yes. Yeah.
How long have you been friends?
We've known each other for about 17 years and probably best friends for maybe 14.
And you learn a lot about a person in 14 years, don't you?
Yes, we'll see.
What's your favorite thing to do when you're hanging out?
You know, we just laugh a lot. Honestly.
I know.
We just kind of make each other laugh. We have fun together. We don't do as much together now just because our kids' schedules are crazy, but we talk most days. And
we like
to joke around.
Just to be silly. Because you know what? You can do that anywhere.
We do
exactly. Yes. Yeah. Silly text back and forth and just stuff like that.
Nice. And you said there are kids. How many?
I have two boys, 17 and 13, and then I have three older stepsons.
That's a lot.
A lot of boys.
Yeah.
And I have two. My oldest is 17 and my youngest is 15.
We're in the teenage years. You're driving around a lot.
Yes.
Yes. The look, the expression, the eyes closed.
My last one will get her
nod.
Driver's license in March. And that is.
Is that something you're looking forward to or are you like, oh, crap?
Both, I think.
It is both, isn't it?
Especially when I had to do school drop off. I'm not a huge fan of the school.
If you could just pick and choose the play, like they'll drive themselves to school and that's it.
Yes.
All of the things you don't want to do.
Yes.
Really
exactly.
Don't want to
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
Exactly. So do you ladies work?
We do. Mm-hmm. I work from home for an insurance company.
That's Melissa. Fine.
Yeah. Yes. And I work in early intervention.
Oh, nice.
Kids. Yeah.
But help me grow.
Yes. Help me
Which
grow.
Which county?
Hamilton.
Hamilton. Yeah. Give a shout out to Hamilton.
Yes. It's a great job.
Trying to remember. I was with Warren County by the time. I was trying to think of what Jade, because there was a short period of time I lived in Hamilton. So, yeah, wonderful work that you do. Thank you. So getting in there and getting early, right?
That's the goal,
yeah. Yeah. Sure. Calm it all down as much as you can.
Trying to.
Certainly on. Now, are you co-parenting with these kids that you have? Are you single, dating, married? What's the scoop there?
We're both married. I've been married for 19 years.
18 years, I think.
18 years.
Long time.
It's been together 25. Long time to be with one person. Ooh. Yeah.
Yes. I know.
Yeah.
Since I was 19, I know.
You were a baby.
I was.
Yeah, he snagged you early.
Yeah.
All right. Who's leaving?
I'm going to leave. Melissa's Dee Dee's going to answer.
Okay. Don't be nervous.
All right. Then we're going to say goodbye to Melissa. She'll be back in a few minutes as she heads off to the Jeff and Jen isolation booth. And now that the door is officially sealed shut, Jen, whenever you're ready.
Which of you is more likely to slam face first into a glass door?
Oh, Melissa.
Okay. She's the clumsy one.
Yeah.
Who in her family would most likely double cross you?
I'm going to say her.
Sneaky little bastard.
A little bit, yeah.
Who?
She doesn't live here, so.
We're safe.
Yeah.
Who out of your circle of friends is most likely a peeping Tom?
I'm going to say Beth.
Beth?
Yeah. She's just fun.
She's just fun. So if she spotted something, she'd stay and watch. Because,
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Whether it be appropriate or not.
Exactly.
Which of her kids would make the worst president?
Abby, her daughter. Yeah.
Okay. And what weird thing does her husband do that she thinks is sexy?
I would say play the guitar. He plays a guitar room in his basement, and I think.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's, I don't know.
You think it's sexy when he plays the guitar?
Not really.
Doesn't do it for you?
No.
All right.
All right. There's five questions. Now that Dee Dee has answered all five, we're going to bring Melissa back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to Dee Dee's. Come on back, Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Melissa.
I think she did pretty good. I don't know
that's
if
Melissa,
your answers will match up, but, you know, she didn't overthink them.
I didn't.
And she seemed to have her answers ready to go. So let's see how you do. The first question's worth $10.
Okay.
Which of the two of you is most likely to slam face first into a glass door?
Oh, probably me.
There's your first $10.
Hey. Yeah.
The next question is worth $20.
Who in your family would most likely double cross you?
Let's see.
Are there too many to choose from? Is that the issue?
No. I'm trying to think who would double cross me in my family.
It didn't take her this long.
No, she was boom. You got some sketchy people.
I know. Or what, can we? What if it's bad? Can we bleep it out?
Yeah. No.
We can bleep out the name.
Okay. Maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the one. That's the one.
I know. I was like, They live out of town, so they probably won't be listening.
That's exactly what she said.
So we're adding $20 to the pot. The next question's worth $30.
Okay.
Who in your circle of friends is most likely a peeping Tom? Who's sitting outside of windows?
This was a hard one.
I know. I can't think of anybody that's creepy.
How about somebody who's walking by a window and sees something, so they decide to stop and watch?
Silly.
Linger a little too long.
Like, what's going on in there? Huh? Well, you know. Well, look at
maybe
that.
Maybe our friend Beth.
There you go.
Oh, yes. And I don't know. She's definitely not creepy, but I could totally see her stopping and being like, hey, what's going on in there?
I'm gonna text.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, you got the next question right. We'll add $40 to the pot.
Okay.
Which one of your kids would make the worst president?
Oh, man. Which one of my kids or all of our?
Yours.
Probably Jake. Mm. Oh, did you say
Abby?
Abby.
I know. She's so emotional.
I know. But she's pretty
that
bossy,
hasn't
too.
Stopped other presidents.
She's pretty bossy,
good
too.
Point.
So that's why I was kind of like,
I know. That was a toss-up.
Honestly, she sounds perfect.
I know. Might be exactly what we need.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, listen, you guys are doing great.
Okay.
You got 3 out of 4 so far worth the fifth and final question.
Great.
You got $60 so far. So if you get this question right, we'll add that remaining $40 to the pot. You walk out of here sharing $100.
Okay.
What weird thing does your husband do that you think is sexy?
Oh, my gosh.
This is a really hard one. This was the hardest.
This is, right? Like, I can't think of anything.
Practice this one.
Let's see.
Something your husband does that you find sexy.
One of two things is happening. She's got too many, or she's God, how the hell
I'm
is my husband sexy?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
We've been together 25 years. What's he got left?
Sexy.
I mean, there's sexy, and then there's unconventionally sexy.
This is, I'm sure, going to be wrong. That I don't know. He plays guitar.
Oh,
That's it.
I know.
Do you get all like, you know, warm in places when
you see
him?
Because he'll kill me for saying this, but every night, like, he has an acoustic guitar up in our bedroom, and every night he's like, "I'm going to play you a song," and I'm like, I know, not all. I'm like, okay, enough. The dog doesn't like it. Like, that's enough. Let's put it away. But yeah, I figured that was the only thing it could be.
Nice.
I
want
to know what he's singing. What does he sing?
He doesn't ever sing. He just plays the guitar.
Songs that he's written himself, or
no? He plays guitar. He's played since he was in high school. And we actually, when we finished our basement, we have a huge room. We call the guitar room, but unfortunately, he's brought one up to our room, and it's stayed up there. I hear it every night. So, yeah.
And how often does it, you know, work?
Oh, never.
He tried. I've been married a long time.
Give him the E for effort.
Well, that's you got $100, guys.
Yeah, good job, awesome. You guys. That's great.
Melissa, Dee Dee, thanks for coming on the Best Friend Game, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, all right, guys. Who wants to play the best friend game? If you do, just go to our website, WKRQ.com, and there's an application there for you to fill out.
This is Carrie.
Carrie, yes.
Your caller 20.
Yay.
The pressure is on. Hopefully you logged on to WKRQ.com. You looked at the clues. You looked at the guesses. You heard the clue we just revealed a few minutes ago. You have a pretty good idea of what it is, yes?
I hope.
Then for $2,500, Carrie, what is the Q102 secret sound?
All right, I'm going with, is it Tim driving on the Zamboni at the cyclone school, picking up, driving out, getting, like, sucking the teddy bears with the teddy bear toss?
Oh, yeah.
You think it's Tim? Riding the Zamboni or driving the Zamboni? At a Cyclones game, riding on it at a Cyclones game during the teddy bear toss?
Yes.
Well, he just happens to be sitting right here. Tim? Mm-hmm. Is that you?
You are not correct.
Mm.
Although the teddy bear toss is a super cool thing they do.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But you are not correct.
I'm sorry. But I like the detail on the guest, though, Carrie. Yeah, you too. Have a good weekend. We're going to do it again at 9:40, so don't quit.
All right, thank you.
All right, take it easy. Yeah. All right.
I'll tell you a funny story about that. When I used to work at the Cyclones doing that announcement thing, and they used to have you announce it from the ice, like, it's time to throw the teddy bears. And so you would be in the middle of the ice.
Did you just get pelted?
Pelted. I was in the circle, the middle circle on the gigantic ice thing. And I'm like, okay, everybody, it's French from Q102. And it's time for the teddy bear toss. 1, 2, 3. Let him go. And it was like, pow, pow, pow. And I was like jetting, trying to walk as fast as I can from center ice to the exit. And I'm just like, oh,
and you didn't
take
fall
it
down.
On left and right. I did not, thank God.
That's
but
a miracle.
I just was like,
that's
I don't
pretty
know.
Good.
I don't know if you should be doing this anymore. And now I think they let you do it from like up in the stands.
I love listening to Fridge. Imitate Fridge.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
Your voice goes way up.
Because that's I was great. Younger then, I feel like I was a little more high-pitched.
Because they do that for the CPD, right?
They do, yeah. And it's a really neat event. And I think they happen like all over the world, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was just last weekend.
Yeah. Anyways, that's Fridge, not correct.
Fridge was feeling very good about her hair this morning. It was very bouncy.
I was
it's
not.
Big. Your hair is a little big
that's
today.
That's not what I said.
Big
what I
and
said
it's fluffy.
Was,
and
I took a shower last night before bed, and I fell asleep on my hair. So I have like this gigantic lion mane because it's got air dry, no product. When you have naturally curly hair, it's just always it's like a lion's mane. But I made the boys smell it.
Did you really?
Smell good. Smells very clean.
I didn't make them. I was like, you guys should smell it. It smells good.
Every playground has got one. Smell it. No, come on, smell it.
That smells good.
You missed it, Jen. There was a moment. If you had walked in, you would have seen me and Tim gathered around Fridge.
Snorting her hair.
Smelling her hair, yeah.
Hair sniffing. Yep.
Well, I have walked into the room before and seen Fridge's face buried in your armpit, so I don't think that I would be all that shocked.
True, that has happened.
That's how close we are here at this show.
The things we share.
Yeah. Gee, your hair smells terrific.
Dude, I put my shirt on this morning and I'm like in the bathroom brushing my teeth. And I'm like, something smells like cats. Like smelling this shirt. I couldn't figure it out. We don't have cats.
What like, is it? You still don't know?
No idea.
Ooh.
I didn't have time to investigate any further.
Maybe you have a rogue feline in the backyard or something.
I hope not. I'm allergic.
Oh, no.
But,
there used to be this shampoo that was actually called Gee, Your Hair Smells Terrific a million years ago. And they used to run commercials for it in the 1970s. And so you just have to imagine like these cheesy hairstyles and the cheesy acting that comes with these cheesy
Gee,
commercials.
Your hair smells terrific.
Exactly.
Betcha he will.
That's ridiculous.
Betcha he will.
Don't be absurd.
He will too.
Susie, I did not borrow your Gee, Your Hair Smells Terrific shampoo so Jimmy would notice how good my hair smells.
Oh, no? I used it to get my hair really clean and shiny, like yours.
And that's the only reason.
The only reason.
Fast forward to the date.
Jimmy's coming in the door right there.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy's here to pick her up. He's helping her with her coat, and he leans in, and he gets a whiff of that hair.
Gee, your hair smells terrific. Try G, your hair smells terrific. Fragrant shampoo and conditioner. And guys will notice.
Betcha they will.
Betcha they will.
It's so bad.
The beginning of that video sounds like Marsha and Jan Brady having a fight.
Because it's like sisters.
Yes.
Little sister.
Oh, that's sounds hilarious.
Look, gee, your hair smells terrific.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for smelling my hair.
I thought it smelled great, especially after the whole cat shirt thing. I'm like, well, this smells way better. At least one of us smells good today.
You went from flat to fluffy.
Yes.
With Prel Concentrate, 753, Jeff and Jen.
Jeff was placed
front of the TV far too much as a child.
Oh, I was the TV generation.
Oh, man.
There's that scene when in the movie Forrest Gump, when he goes to visit Jenny.
Forrest.
Yeah, and little Forrest is sitting in front of the
with
TV.
His head tilted.
And he's got his head cricked just a little bit. That was me.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.